It's time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire and by the First National Bank.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
And we welcome in our friend Mark Cowland of Eastern Maine Sports. Mark, a good Friday afternoon to you.
Good Friday afternoon, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Good to talk with you. I've been gone the last couple of Fridays. It's good to catch up.
Yeah, traveling the country, huh?
Absolutely. Well, and you doing the same. Where are you tonight?
Well, I'll be at Foxtrot. We'll be broadcasting Herman at Foxtrot tonight. Big night. I'm actually at Dexter right now. I've seen some of this game before I head over there. Holton leads Dexter 30-18 mid-second quarter, so... a lot of scoring in this eight-man football game. But I'll be heading to Foxcroft. We'll be broadcasting from there. Big night there. It's homecoming at Foxcroft. Their Hall of Fame inductions are tonight. Coach Danny White going for his Herman's win. It won't be easy, though. Herman's a good football team, and it should be a good game.
Boy, and Herman had a heck of a game last week with Oceanside.
So it's one of the better teams in Class B. So Herman showed a lot in that one. I'm sure they can play with one of the better teams, and tonight they're going to be facing, you know, the favorite in Class D. A very good game. Colta for them has been really good the first two games, so definitely presents a challenge tonight for the Ponies.
We saw one of the strangest things I think we've ever seen in high school football around here with that situation between Orono and Stearns last week, between lightning delaying the game, then an injury, and then a fight breaking out, and the officials just deciding to stop the game late in the second quarter.
Yeah, from what I hear, some players got suspended, and I didn't hear this officially, but rumor what I heard was pretty strict. This doesn't happen again, or you, they won't have the rest of the season for either one of those, whoever does that. So. They definitely kind of put the foot down. Obviously with everything on video nowadays, we do games, other outlets do games. You can pretty much find video of anything. And definitely there was plenty of, plenty of people that came off the bench, and that's definitely a no-no and, getting involved in something like that. But there definitely was no need of that. Hopefully both teams learned a lesson and go forward.
Absolutely. Mark, what are some other games to keep an eye on tonight?
Well, it'll be interesting to see how Bangor does against Skowhegan. They host them at Cameron Stadium tonight. That should be an interesting one. Coney at Mesolonsky. Some 8-man games. Mananalcook at Stearns. That should be good. And Brewers trying to get. It's not going to be easy, but they try to get in the win column as they host Madonna Valley. So there's a lot of interesting stuff. A lot of stuff got moved around. Freeport John Babs will be a good one, but that was originally supposed to be tomorrow noon. That's going to be Monday at 3. And Winslow and Nokomis should be another good one. Freeport John Babs is actually going to be at Huston Monday night. Winslow and Nokomis will be Monday afternoon. So, some games get moving. Those should be two of the better games of the weekend.
I was talking with Brewer coach Scott Flagg last night. He says tonight it'll be all about stopping the run. That's going to be the key for the Witches in that game.
Yeah, and that definitely is. Madonna Valley has built a good program there, and they kind of resemble maybe Herman a little bit. How they didn't start that long ago, and they kind of built the program quick, and definitely another tough test for Brewer. They're a young team, and they have a tough schedule. Even though they're down in Class C now, it's definitely doesn't make it any easier for them.
Before we let you go, I have to ask, Mark, I think I know how you feel. Certainly the Red Sox, good to see him, I guess, make a move, but was Chaim Bloom the only one responsible for the Red Sox troubles of the last couple of years?
No, not at all. But I do think, he did what they wanted him to do. He built the farm system. I think it came down to this trade deadline. I think they thought they had a chance, and they didn't make any moves, and I think that's what it came down to. And I think they're ready to spend this off season, and they don't trust him to be the one to push the button. And I think that, they had a chance to get out a sales contract because, that's a rumor anyway, that they could have, unloaded him and he didn't do it. And he, again, they thought they were in it, this trade deadline, and didn't do enough. I agree with them. I think it's unfair, but it was the right move, if that makes any sense.
No, I agree with you completely on that. Hey, Mark, it's great as always. Good to talk with you again. Enjoy the games tonight, and we'll check in with you again next Friday.
Yeah, have a good broadcast, Rich. Chris will be out there tonight covering that, too.
Excellent, and hope you weather the storm okay tomorrow.
Yeah, you too. Have a good weekend, Rich. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Candlett of Eastern Maine Sports. High School Report brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.